Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 10. Yesterday, we talked about a new generation of crowdfunding platforms. And today, we will be talking about helping others with their essential documents. How is that a business idea, you might wonder? And we will figure that out in just a bit. But first, let's find out what essential documents are. So they highly depend on the country you live in, I guess. And usually it's those kind of documents you don't spend too much time thinking about. So probably everywhere in the world, it's going to be something like a last will, a medical power. And in addition to that, it can be something like an organ donor card, healthcare proxy, advanced healthcare directive, and so on. The problem with these documents is that they are sometimes really tough to understand, hard to fill out, and you want them to be legally valid. And laws can change as well, so if you've filled out the forms and did the documents, they might be invalid or they miss some bits. And not all of those papers I mentioned or the documents actually have forms, so I can't think of a last will form, but maybe we can give some guidance with that and maybe we can make it a form. Who knows, right? So now that we know a couple of issues, we can try to find an audience. This is really just a rough potential audience. I'm sure you can think of something better. So parents, for instance, people over 50, single parents. And let's see how we can make products that can help those to deal with those documents. First, a word of caution here, because the whole thing can be quite tricky because people are dealing with very personal and confidential information. So you want to make it as safe as possible and you don't want to disturb them in any way. Let's keep that in mind when looking at potential businesses here. An obvious one is an online platform that provides help with creating, maybe storing and updating those documents. Or you could be a consultant or build a team of consultants helping with filling these out. But if you think about going down that direction, then maybe make it a non-profit organization, because I'm not sure if it's a good idea otherwise to pursue this approach. Another idea is a service sending out the necessary forms or allowing people to download them online. So it's kind of an online platform, but without the whole creating, storing, and updating part. So you will be designing forms and perhaps attach a guide to them, which allows everyone to fill them out. So nobody needs help there. And then you could give tips on how and where to store them, etc. So it's really up to you where, how deep you want to go into that topic and how much you would like to help everyone in the whole process. So in terms of making money, there's a lot of approaches you could go. So you could offer the downloads for free, which kind of generates you interest, and then allow maybe people to donate for that. You could perhaps take a little fee from people to subscribe to the document updates, if there are any. And you could also charge for sending the printed versions to your users. Maybe make it a subscription, but I'm not really sure about that because we don't want to be scammy in any way. It's most likely not a massive business, I'm sure, but on the other hand, it's something where you can actually do good and still make a living out of that. Isn't that good? So let's end today's episode with today's quote by Voltaire. And it goes like this. The opportunity of doing mischief is found 100 times a day, and of doing good once in a year. So that's it for this episode. I would love to hear your feedback again. And if you want to join our group on Facebook, go to Business Ideas Talk. You can send me your business ideas to idea@businessideastalk.com or use the Facebook group or use Anchor, whatever you like. I would love to hear your feedback, and I wish you a great day. Bye.